Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, with His special grace and mercy, given us the tawfiq to do His dhikr, to remember Him. And this is Allah's fadl, His grace on us. This is not in everybody's qismat. This is not in everybody's destiny. Whoever Allah ta'ala bestows His fadl on, His mercy, blessings and grace on, only that person is bestowed the ability to remember Him, to do His dhikr. In the hadith it is stated that the people who do the dhikr of Allah, who remember Allah, they will never be at loss. They will never be at loss. This is a great and massive guarantee from Allah Ta'ala's direction regarding the dhakirin, those who remember Allah. Now here a question arises here, a doubt sometimes arises here in the minds and hearts of people when they come, learn dhikr and they do dhikr. When they hear a hadith like this, they say, but I am at loss until now. How am I at loss? In which way that some worldly task of mine is hovering around, it's not completed. I've got issues in the world, I've got problems, and this task of mine is not being fulfilled, this desire of mine is not being fulfilled. We have a list, A, B, C, D, this. Allah Ta'ala says, the people of dhikr are not at loss, but I'm at loss, the person says. So this is our sort of standard criterion. Maybe their thought process will be like this, what can a person say? So this, when a person does dhikr, shaitan's big waswasa, whisper in the ears of the dhakir, where he makes a person leave the dhikr of Allah. When a person embarks upon the good, pious, upright path, the shaitan doesn't leave that person, attacks that person. First stage is that shaitan doesn't let him come on the deen. When a person embarks on the deen, starts to practice the deen, he doesn't leave that person, shaitan, because he's got his client. So he comes from another angle. And what's the other angle? His methodology changes, but it's his same objective, to deviate that servant of Allah. So he instills whispers into the mind and the heart of that believer. And he doesn't let that person follow the path of the deen steadfast. He says, you are wrong. He belittles that person who's practicing. In every way or form he will try that, let me get the love of the deen out of the heart of this person. This is not good. So that he goes far away. So another stage of shaitan's work arises. Listen carefully. Every person has stages which he has to go through where he is attacked by shaitan. So this is a big whisper of shaitan. When you start doing dhikr, when you remember Allah, when you start doing dhikr, you hear the fadail of dhikr. Many people complain, but remember, the person who does dhikr will never be at loss. Never be at loss. Subhanallah. And the person says, no, I'm at loss. Before, my business used to flourish. Now the business is not flourishing. My employment's not going in a good way. I've got problems with my children, with my wife. This has happened at home. That's happened at home. So shaitan instills doubts and whispers into the heart and the mind of the person. He carries on doing dhikr, but his heart becomes small, tight. He's doing dhikr with a broken heart. You know, if you say to somebody, to a child, that I'll give you a sweet, yeah? Then with passion and fervor, he'll practice, do something. If you don't give the sweet, then maybe he'll practice out of his father's order, but he won't enjoy it. He'll enjoy it due to what? Due to the expectancy of the sweet, the present. So this is our hal. We do dhikr, we're afraid, if I've got to pray salah, do this. But it's not the enjoyment of the sweet. Yes, if you start doing dhikr, if I don't do it, what will people say? This comes in mind as well. As a person practicing, and then I do a U-turn, someone will criticize me, okay, I'll sit down, what difference does it make? But that desire has gone, due to which he started the dhikr of Allah. So there's a difference here. What was his position before? And slowly, then he comes to getting forced to do dhikr of Allah. He's forced to. Sometimes he does it, sometimes he leaves it. This happens, isn't it, with everybody? That's why I'm saying, because this is shaitan's task, to deviate mankind, take him off track. Before, he used to take him off track in a basic way, then he goes on an advanced way, and then eventually he captures his clients, because shaitan is cunning and clever, his trickery is on a higher level. So, those people who give tabligh and the da'is, those who propagate the deen, the walis of Allah, those who give dhikr, instruct dhikr, they say that this person who is Allah Ta'ala's servant, we don't want shaitan to affect him. So they advise the person, the dhakir, shaitan does his work, but how can the friend of Allah leave his student? And he says, no, look, so I'll tell you a waswasa of shaitan, a trickery of shaitan, Because Allah Ta'ala said that the person who does the dhikr of Allah will never be at loss. And we say we're at loss. We're in negative. Now loss, we haven't understood what is a person, who is a person in loss. So we need to understand this first. This is our wrong understanding, defective understanding. If we don't understand the word loss, about whom is Allah Ta'ala mentioning loss? Is this loss in this dunya? If I don't get a good house, if I don't get a good job, in the dunya, if I get an issue, how long does this carry on for? How long? Eventually a person has to depart this world and all the problems end at that time. Yes? Yes, when a person, for example, is lying down on the straw mattress on the bed, he's about to go, depart. Is there any difficulty then? Is there any depression then? Is there any pondering of the dunya then? No. Totally like Sikandar, he goes, I'll take both hands out, I'm departing with enjoyment, I've got no worry. No worry. So this is not loss, my brothers, that if in this world we don't get assets, resources, financial desires are not being fulfilled, A, B, C, D, E, is I'm not getting this. Allah says, this is not loss. This is me who gives with my hikmah, my wisdom I give to people. Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. If I don't give to somebody, this is my wisdom. Don't cry and complain. This is not loss if you're doing the dhikr of Allah at that time. Why? Because what is the real meaning of loss? What is it? Yes? What is the real meaning of loss? From the hadith we will realize this. The real meaning, the genuine meaning of loss is that when you die, when you pass away, then you are in a very bad condition. The adab starts in the qabr, in the grave. Punishment starts in the grave. There's severity on the plane of resurrection. You're being dragged in the darkness and strict questioning, and you are in a bad way when you're crossing the bridge of surah. This is loss. This is loss. Permanent loss. And after that, you'll be shoved and dragged into hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'm talking about the real loss here. The real loss here I'm talking about, Allah Ta'ala says. This is not loss that we think is a loss. I'm not getting this, this is a loss. I'm not getting that, that's a loss. Loss will be for that person who tomorrow will pass through severities after death and he'll have such hardship, then he'll realize, ooh, I did a lot of wrong things in the world. I wasted my time. What's happening to me now? Nobody to save me, nobody to ask after me, no one to care for me. That's the person who's in loss after death. So Allah Ta'ala stated, the people who do my dhikr will never be at loss after death in the hereafter. There they will have great status, glorified status, high status. And we think we're at loss, we're doing dhikr in the world and we're losing out on the assets of the world. No, Hazrat Fatima Zuhra radiallahu ta'ala, she narrated this hadith. She has narrated a few hadith. And this hadith that she stated, she said the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, in my ummah, who is the worst person in my ummah, in my nation? And that we think we're at loss due to these factors. And here the Prophet said that in my ummah, who is the person who's in the worst position? Worst position. Think. What's the definition? Now is the subject, the clarification. That in my ummah, my nation, my people, the worst of all will be those people who, they eat good, they wear good clothes, they talk a lot. Oh, I've got this and I've attained this. And I've got mansions and villas, and my first son, he is this, he's in this position. And my other son, he's in this position. And my third son, he's acquired this, and this has happened, and my family's acquired this status. And this is called big, big talk. Big, big talk. People who eat good things, who wear good libas, good clothes. These are the words of the hadith. So these are the worst people in the worst position. Why? Because despite having all of these things in the world, the real rewards, they don't have the deen, which is the real reward. They don't have the path of the deen. And these are the things of the world that make a person lose the deen. When you get into the thoughts and process of big houses and nice food and libas, and when a person gets these desires, then the hadith states, what does that person become? He leaves the deen. He doesn't have fikr for salah. He won't leave his shop, even if the adhan is gone. Either he'll pray a lot of salah and he'll push. And for example, mashallah, he prays in Jama'ah congregation, then he'll stay there. And he will break his process of praying salah. There'll be a masjid in front of him and he'll leave that congregation. He won't think about Jama'ah congregation, sadaqat, or good deeds. He won't be worried about faraid, about good actions. But what will be the point? That he'll do big talk. He'll want resources and assets in the world. Oh, when I go back, I'll get this land and these assets. There are people present in the world today. If you look at the wealth, you cannot imagine the expanse of their wealth. So much they have stolen, and even today they're not satisfied. Still they're not satisfied. So what is this? So this is the real loss. These are the real losers. We say we're at loss. I don't have these resources, he's got that. I don't have this, he's got that. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that these are the worst of all people. They have wasted their lives because they've not acquired what they should have. They don't have deen. They don't have desire, passion. If they've got a little bit of a habit, practicing the deen a little bit, yes, but the real ruh, the spirit of the deen is not present in their lives. Maybe they've got little speckles of it, but those who do the dhikr of Allah, who remember Allah, those people are not in loss. He cannot be a loser. He is guaranteed by Allah. Even if he hasn't got the resources of the world, the assets of the world, but he won't be a loser. Why? Because dhikr of Allah will save him from all of the adab, all of the punishments. He'll have nothing to restrict him in the hereafter. Death will be easy. His life in the qabr will be, the grave will be easy. His grave will be a portion of paradise. And on the plane of resurrection will be very easy. The 50,000 days long day of resurrection will be just like a click of the fingers for him. You say, what 50,000 years? It's not that lengthy. How did you come here? So many years we were in the darkness, sweating, drowning our sweat. He said, I don't even realize. I just came out within a second. I didn't know about the bridge of Sirat. There was no severity. All I see is paradise in front of me. Udkhulu Jannah. Enter into paradise. Subhanallah. So we shouldn't compare with the worldly things. Inshallah, Allah willing, those who do the dhikr of Allah, they will never be at loss. Allah Ta'ala, due to the dhikr, we should inculcate love of Allah's dhikr in our hearts, and we should implement those things that Allah Ta'ala has ordered us to. We don't know what Allah Ta'ala's hikmah is. Allah said twice. Namaz, salah is five times a day. The pray salah five times a day, isn't it? But dhikr of Allah Ta'ala has just said twice. Twice a day, remember me, be consistent. What are those two times? Bukratan wa asila. Allah says in the morning and in the evening. That's it. That's it. Bukratan wa asila. Allah says when the sun is rising, dawn, sunrise, Allah's barakat and hikmas are there. We should be sat and remembering Allah. The evening comes, the sun is setting, the day is passing, darkness is coming, the sun is going to hiding. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So that day, we say farewell and we do dhikr of Allah whilst we say farewell. So we initiate the day with Allah's name and we say farewell to the day with Allah's name. So the pious elders have been a beautiful example, eh? Subhanallah. They said this is the case, that insan's life, just like it starts with the dhikr of Allah. The adhan is given in the ear of the child, subhanallah. So it's stated, all lifelong the person who follows this pattern, and then his end of his life, also in the ear, the adhan is given. He says, Allah, 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 and his hearing and his ears will cease departing. Just like he's got the habit, at that dawn, sunrise, the beginning of the day, he remembers Allah, and the sunset, he remembers Allah. When his life goes into sunset mode, then he also leaves the world with the dhikr of Allah. So at least, minimum, we should be consistent, be regular in dhikr, morning and evening. Attend the majalis of dhikr, the gathering of dhikr, and do the dhikr of Allah with consistency. May Allah Ta'ala accept, Ameen, recite Durood Sharif.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المظلمين طه ياسين وحبيب المؤمنين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد نبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته بين بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما ابدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وحزننا وجلنا وخطنا وعملنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا اهدنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنه مع الابرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين Allahumma inna ala zikriga wa shukriga wa husni ibadatika ya qadiyal hajat ihtajatina ya dafiyal balayyat itfa balayyatina ya shafiyal namrad ishfa muradina ya shafiyal namrad ishfa muradina ya shafiyal namrad ishfa muradina. ایک خاتون ہے برمنگھم میں سخت بیمار ہیں, ان کی بیٹی نے کہا ہے کہ ان کے لیے دعا فرمائے, اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو شفا کامل آج نصیب فرمائے, اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو جلد صحت نصیب فرمائے.
ربنا ہم لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرۃ اعین واجعلنا للمتقین اماما اللهم ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.